Well, despite the new acting ABC chair expressing confidence in the ABC board, one of the country's most experienced public servants says that's not good enough and that the rest of the board should resign. Terry Moran also says there are measures the government should take to ensure that the selection of board members can be better protected from political interference. Mr. Moran was Secretary of the Department of Prime Minister and Cabinet, the most senior official in the Australian Public Service, from March 2008 to September 2011. He was tasked in 2008 by then Prime Minister Kevin Rudd with appointing a panel to sift and recommend candidates for the ABC and SBS boards to ensure that they would be at a distance from ministers and politics. Terry Moran spoke to me earlier.
I said about recruiting a panel of four, briefed the chair, and off they went. What I got back, I never met with the panel as a group, but what I got back from their work was that they threw themselves into it to try and do the best possible for both the ABC and the SBS.
And did that include a choice for chairman?
Yes, it did. And they handled that along the way. The panel now has, of course, got very different membership, including a former Liberal minister. And I think the process now is largely ignored by the current government.
Indeed, recent ministers have gone outside of that process. In the case of the current board, there are some appointees who were chosen by the minister separate to any process. What has
I think five out of six of the current members were chosen directly by the minister. In fact, some of them, I think, may not have even been considered the best possible by the panel.
So what does it mean that that is now what is happening in terms of choosing the ABC board? What does it mean for ABC independence?
Well, it means that there's artifice involved in the process because the process seems to be fairly meaningless, even though the chair, Ted Evans, is an exemplary Australian that is not at all likely to want to take political direction on these things. And so I think this has compromised the standing of the ABC board, and the recent events with the CEO amplify the concerns that one would legitimately have about the people who are there. So I think this is a bad time for the ABC, but the Prime Minister's gone on the record enthusiastically saying that he believes in an independent ABC, and I believe him wholeheartedly when he says that, because he wouldn't, in the current circumstances, say what he didn't believe to be the case. And I think there's an opportunity for him to revisit both the membership of the ABC board and totally tune up the way in which board members are selected.
How can it be tuned up? And in particular, how can it be made immune to political influence?
Well, there's no way of making it immune except for the media itself paying attention to what the panel recommending board members of both the ABC and SBS do. But I think that you could entrench the panel's authority by changing the legislation so that the panel's report to the Prime Minister on membership has to go to the Governor-General when he's asked to make appointments with an explanation from the Prime Minister if he's not putting forward, or the Minister is not putting forward, somebody supported by the panel. This would presumably create a discipline over the government, but would also give the opportunity for the Governor-General to do what vice-regal persons sometimes do and ask a question about an anomaly in the papers.
In terms of the current crisis, Kirsten Ferguson is now the acting chair and deputy chair. She says she has full confidence in the board and that the board, as it stands, has the ABC's independence at, you know, front of mind. Is that good enough? Does that reassure you?
Not enough. I think that it's fair to say that each of those board members are distinguished in their own domain, but very few of them, in fact, possibly none of them, apart from the staff representative, have had any direct experience of broadcasting the core business of the ABC. Without that sort of background being amongst the skills that in their totality the board members bring to their deliberations, they're really very innocent, and more so when none of them have had any real experience inside government and know how government works. So the problematic thing the board really faces at the moment is, were they aware of the reasons why the chair actually wanted to remove the managing director? And if they were and went along with it, they're complicit in that decision, and that itself is a strong reason why they should all resign, or be called upon by the minister to resign, in fact.
Terry Moran, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thanks, Linda.
Terry Moran is a former Secretary of the Department of Prime Minister and Cabinet under the Rudd and Gillard governments.